You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Chelsea. Also, we welcome back Katie from Russia. You, for the first time, saw The Weeknd in concert in Dallas, Texas. So we haven't heard a thing about it. I know a couple of things because you went with Date Kate and she sent me some pictures. Now, before you even start, because I know you're really giddy and excited because you love The Weeknd so much. I want to put this out there. I think it's really important. I think a lot of people think that we get concert tickets to every like artist. We don't.
No, especially you guys. The Weeknd. Yeah.
No. I ordered those tickets 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And before COVID. Right? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And then it got postponed. Then it got canceled. And I reordered them back 5 months ago.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was all me.
So we're just like you guys.
Yeah.
It's not like we're getting any kind of hookups.
I wish.
And the reason I said that is it looked like you were high up. Weren't you high up?
In the nosebleeds.
Oh, okay. See, that was part of my story. Yes.
Okay, yeah. Tell us about your experience for The Weeknd.
Well, it was beautiful, fabulous, unforgettable, first of all. The tickets that I got were they were like the cheapest ones you could get. And they were at the very, very top. Like, there was a wall
stadium?
Behind. Yes, yes. And that stadium is like, what, 80,000 people?
It's a big one.
Capacity. Where were you at in Dallas?
AT&T Stadium, AT&T. Arlington.
In Arlington, okay.
Yes, and it's a huge stadium. And when I sat down there and I made Date Kate go all the way up there with me, I kind of got motion sickness because
you
of
get
how,
sometimes so high and how steep you are.
And
right?
I felt like I'm about to fall that way.
Yes.
And I looked to the left and there was this bar area where people were just standing, getting drinks, food. And I was like, I didn't see any people checking the tickets there for that area, so I might just go there and stand there with those people. And Date Kate got a blister. She had like a painful knee, and she was like, I'm not going downstairs anymore. I just made it here. So I'll just stay here. You go there. I went downstairs, and I immediately made friends with four girls that were just as obsessed with The Weeknd as I am. And you guys, we were standing there talking The Weeknd for the entire time till the concert started. The concert itself started at 9:05, you guys.
Oh, that's so late.
It was supposed to...
How old are you guys?
It was not the fact that it was so late. It was the fact that I was standing there with my phone waiting for him to come up stage, trying to catch that moment that my phone almost died.
Aww.
I was waiting for 2 hours for him to come up stage.
So he didn't have an opener or anything?
He had an opener and he had a DJ before that, but then everything got like silent. They changed the lights and it was like this music, like background relaxation music. It reminded me from like YouTube library or something. And then he finally came up stage and it was, I don't know how to describe that feeling because I am obsessed with his music, with everything he's done, with him himself.
Yeah.
And we just started crying. Me and those girls
shared. Crying.
Yes, I was crying.
Oh, jeez.
I cried, yes.
Oh. So Date Kate's
together,
not around you at all right now?
And you're crying with strangers about The Weeknd.
No, I made friends with them.
And you can barely see him because you're in the nosebleed section.
It was not a nosebleed. Like that area by the bar. The area by the bar was lower. It was lower.
Oh, look at you, sneaky little girl.
I know. The one up high.
So he came out. Was he good?
Of course. What kind of question is that?
Look, I think it's an important question. I mean, I want to know if the concert was good or not. Sometimes people are really good, but they're bad in concert.
Yeah. It was not even a concert. I wouldn't call it a concert. It's too simple of a word, you guys. It was like a theatrical performance. It was like Broadway.
Okay.
It was so good. Even Date Kate was like, whoa, that is so cool. Like, he was like throwing fire, light, and
music. The magician.
You guys,
I'm sorry.
Chelsea.
No, I'm sure it was a life-changing experience.
It was life-changing. I almost lost my voice, my clothes, everything.
It's like seeing the Beatles in the 60s.
Mm. Or like Elvis.
Or Elvis.
The Weeknd is like Elvis for me.
For her, yeah.
Yes.
Really?
For her.
All right.
Yes, it was so good. And
okay, and
I bought
cried.
Myself a t-shirt. I cried. Yes, I did.
Okay.
If you were closer to the stage, would you have thrown an undergarment on stage?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No? Okay.
What kind of question is that, Chelsea? I told you.
I knew the answer already, but.
Well,
I had the best time ever.
Over 2 years for this experience.
I know.
So.
I had the best time ever.
All right. Well, we're glad that you went to go see The Weeknd and cried with Stranger Girls.
I'm sorry, but where was Dakin?
She was sitting up at the top, and then she did went downstairs.
Oh, okay.
She was sitting there with me.
Okay, good.
Fonch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.